must have other qualities that, again, we should look forward to get those, to share that with them. And all together, we can make a society that is worthy, worthy of quality.
Beautiful.
Yes, this is what I can say and think about this wonderful, wonderful world.
Wow, wow, wow. That was pretty awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to connect it to spirituality. And it's one of the qualities that we can all bring to our worthiness in stepping forward and empowering each other and ourselves towards human rights and justice. These things are qualities that can help us to bring up our worthiness. And I'm so glad that you mentioned Counselor Fari and just her worthiness and her legacy that she brought to Free Voices and still continuing today. It's just amazing that we have this beautiful radio station where we're able to come in and share positivity with the world, with each other, and just enrich our lives to make this world a better place. And just an honor and a blessing to have you share your words of wisdom. And we just thank you for joining us and blessing our time together.
Oh, thank you very much. Your honor and blessing is really my side, you know, and I'm feeling very honored and very blessed to be able to share my thoughts with you. And thank you very much again to you, to your wonderful member, and the very, very dear listener in every corner of the world.
Thank you so much. We're going to have to say bye for now, but we're sure looking forward to hearing from you again very soon. And we just hope that and wish that you have a super awesome road to recovery and journey in life.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. Bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and we'll be right back.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
All right, we're back. Coming up next, we have our next co-host, Shkwait Shakhlakh. And before that, we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Munich Productions. And this song is If AC/DC Wrote Fight for Your Right. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh! What kind of a party is this? A sausage party. Oh my gosh, this is so gross. No!
All right, we're back. And that was Munich Productions. And the song, if AC/DC wrote Fight for Your Right. And that was the song of Shkwait Shechlach of the week. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a few years ago, and also the big flood of a few years ago. An extreme survivalist, very big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story. And just an honor and a blessing to have him come on our program and share his music and share his thoughts and share with us the way he was able to survive all those traumas and afflictions. So welcome to the program, Shkwaich. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Sitting here in a windstorm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty windy up here.
It's getting pretty stormy around here. We got a little bit of snow up here on the mountain in Burnaby. And I think we're going to be in for some snowy weather very soon. But anyways, we have our subject today, and it's on worthiness. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
When I think of worthiness, you know, I know you got to work on yourself, you know, your work ethics, and I can't remember now. I had it down pat, now I forgot. Anyways, I know you got to build your work ethics up and make yourself more meritable.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in today's society, a lot of the young men don't find themselves, you know, worthy of anything just because of how frowned upon they are in the whole of society, eh?
Mm.
I figure, you know, the best way to start working on worthiness is thinking of yourself, you know, as being worthy of being alive, even.
Mm.
You know, otherwise, you know, self-worth, building up our self-worth. And I figure you start that by being compassionate to yourself, you know, waking up, yeah, I know I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to get my project done, you know, instead of kicking rocks and saying, oh, another day, another dollar, getting nowhere, doing nothing. You know, that's what I think of worthiness. We need to work on our work ethics and our... Oh, man, I just totally blanked out on that. Whatever else I had.
Well, it's definitely...
Character and values.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, and the... And, to, you know, and on the side of religion, you know, we got to remember that our Lord and Savior deemed us worthy enough to sacrifice himself for us, eh?
Mm.
So, you know, so just thinking about that alone, you know, should help boost our worth, because, you know, he thought we were worth dying for. So, you know, from there, you know, we got to be like him and think, I am worth waking up today, you know, you know, because there's lots of times when we're sick and injured and all that, we start to, you know, think we're not worthy of existing. But that's what I think of when I think of worthiness. We got to start with ourselves thinking it's worth waking up.
Yeah, that's something that we definitely need more of around, especially with a lot of the youth these days. I know sometimes a lot of people recognize and see how lost society is, and we all get caught up into it sometimes, and it brings in, as you said, like depression. It brings suicidal thoughts and unworthiness, and you know that's a negative path that can lead to very negative outcomes. And to battle all that, we need to practice worthiness, the opposite of unworthiness, and just seeing the value in ourselves, waking up, looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, you are worth it. You are worth living. You are worth your human rights. You are worth human rights and justice, and just having a positive outlook in your life. And when we get to that state of mind and practice that inner voice that can empower ourselves to have that confidence to achieve and work and survive in this life and be a blessing to all around us and to the world, you know, this kind of stuff makes a difference. And when we believe it, we can change the world. We can make a difference, and we can be a blessing to everyone around us. And that's what we strive for here at CJSF. And we're very thankful and grateful. And I'm sure honored and blessed to have you as my brother, as somebody to look up to and guide us through some of the things that we go through, because we all go through negative patches in our journey in life. And to learn and listen to people that have achieved, you know, great traumas and great tribulations and survived, just listening to people like yourself is just a blessing and an honor. So we really thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like my song, you know, if we're fighting for a right to party, you know, we think we're worthy of being able to party, you know. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be fighting for that right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's worthiness.
That for sure.
You know, self-worth.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, we really thank you, and we're going to have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to listening to your next song of the week, and just lots of blessings to your journey and your recovery.
Okay. Thank you guys there at the station, with Mike and those in the background, and the listeners here and abroad, for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you guys a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkna, BC, and pretty awesome, and such a blessing to have him come on to our program and share his words of wisdom and just what helped him get through all his trauma and tribulations. So we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live nationwide, offering a confidential multilingual service 24/7 to connect human trafficking victims and survivors with social and emergency services. We welcome calls if you have tips, concerns, or questions about human trafficking in your community. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call the hotline now at 1-833-900-1010.
All right, we're back. And I'm going to dedicate this next song to Lady Fahima. But we also have our next co-host coming in, the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And so we're going to play them some Electric Mountain. And this song is called Free Woman. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone.
We'll be right back.
we're back. That was Electric Mountain, and that was the song, their song Free Woman. We played that and dedicated it to Lady Fahima, who isn't with us right now, but we know she's coming back soon. And we also dedicate that to the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, who's on the line with us right now.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Thank you. What a great topic.
Yes, our subject on worthiness, and would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, I've been listening in, and I'd like to add to some really. There's a lot of important points that have been made here, and it's like, so one theme that was coming through was when Wegedesk and you were both talking about how we treat ourselves or how we think of ourselves. And Wegedesk was expanding on like and attaching it to, you know, when we step into what's most important with our values or our health or our achievements and stuff too. And I really love that, because ultimately we, you know, that's what's going to grow our self-worth and our worthiness the most, is when we really feel that deep within us that we are worthy. And one of the things I wanted to add too is that, you know, sometimes when we're growing up, we get messages from teachers or parents, and it may be quite innocent, but messages that are not necessarily, they might be messages that chip away at our feeling of worthiness, but I'm not throwing parents or teachers or any other leaders under the bus. It's more that it's how we absorb those messages, and that are not necessarily always like, I'm worthy. We might make it mean that we're not worthy. And so my additional point is that as adults especially, it's okay for us to look around and make sure that we're around a circle of acquaintances and friends and relationships that fortify and reinforce that sense of worthiness too. Not developing a dependency necessarily, but just fanning the flames of encouragement towards that growth and cultivation of our worthiness. You know, like, so my point is if I'm, say I'm hanging out with you and I'm always dragging you down by saying negative things about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll never be able to do that. Mm-hmm. You'll never be able to do that and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have good self-worth or worthiness, it can sometimes drip, drip, drip into our consciousness in a very, very sort of, it can erode our confidence sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hurt to look at our overall circle that we surround ourselves regularly with and make sure that we think that we're worthy enough that we are around people who treat us as worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it doesn't mean to completely not be with a range of different friends and people, but just that we're, whatever our regular diet is of, like, whether our nutrition is coming from food or our surroundings, that type of thing, that it matters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so true. You know, sometimes I like what you said. You know, we need to be around people that that are sharing positive things. And sometimes we can get carried away and we can get into a loop of teasing. And
innocent, right? It can be quite innocent.
Yeah, it can be, but you know, words last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And these things can affect us.
And,
yes. You know, because we're so sensitive as human beings, no matter how tough you are, you know, you can bench press, you know, 1,000 pounds or whatever. But words, you know, negative words, man.
They're powerful. They can be more cutting than a weapon, even if the intention isn't to cut.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes it's intentional. Like, sometimes in, like, false worthiness to me is where people put other people down to build themselves up. That's like a false worthiness. It's actually a lack of worthiness when people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like that social mask of, you know, I'm better than. But they're propping themselves up in a way that's not real. So I think it's really important. Well, so I guess what it comes back to is the idea of art, you know, that we treat ourselves as worthy, we treat our friends as much as possible as worthy, and that we also know that along the path we are here to help each other learn, and if, you know, we're going to make mistakes too. And so if I'm impacted by something that you've said, or even if you were joking or teasing, for example, I can let you know without being like, you know, without going wild. I can just say, hey, you know, I can have a gentle conversation with you too, you know. But I just like the idea of us, we're all interconnected, and so us helping each other grow into our worthiness further and further, I think is also a possibility when we have that vision with each other.
Very well said. I really liked your perspective on that, and we all can learn from that and work on our abilities of communication, and
yes,
just being very careful in how we address each other, and either tear each other down or build each other up. And you know, this is the thing that we gotta look towards. You know, we're trying to build this world into a better place. We're trying to make it more positive and a blessing to our, you know, our next seven generations. You know, it's our responsibility, and we have to improve our ways of communication, and that's a great way of doing it.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to have to wrap things up. Thank you so much for joining us and bringing your perspective.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure. And I hope all the students are doing well out there, and the listeners from around the world.
Yes. Well, we thank you, and we thank everybody here at CJSF, the staff here. We got the station manager Magnus, and also the program coordinator Robin, and spoken word and talk coordinator Jesse, and music coordinator Connor. And
they're great examples of people who build others up.
Absolutely. So thank you all for joining us, everyone, and come
thank
back
you
again.
So much.
Yeah, come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices.
Okie dokes. Bye for now.
Bye for now. And we're going to finish the program with some Joy Alo Ala Dokun and Look Up.
Sometimes your life feels like a broken roller coaster. A thousand useless moving parts. Sometimes you spend your nights too scared of getting closer, hiding out in the backseat of your car. You tell yourself it's raining, the clouds are in.